Jesus and Mary, his mother, are together again. She was there at the beginning of his ministry, at the wedding in Cana. Now is here at the end of his public ministry, at the foot of the cross, together with two other Marys and John, the disciple whom Jesus loved. What sorrow must have filled her heart to see her son mocked, tortured, and now crucified. Once again a sword pierces Mary's soul, the sword predicted by Simeon at the temple. Jesus' third word is addressed to his mother Mary and to John. Here is your son, here is your mother. Our God is a God of relationships. And the third and fourth word are all about relationships. Here on the cross, Jesus establishes a new relationship between his beloved mother and his beloved disciple. As his earthly relationships with his mother and with his friend are broken, Jesus initiates this mutually supportive bond, giving a duty of care to each other. Despite enduring immense suffering himself, he demonstrates his concern for the well-being of others. Jesus' compassion, empathy, and concern for others, even amid his own suffering, exemplify his teachings of love and selflessness, urging believers to copy his example in caring for one another. We can also look at this as Jesus symbolically establishing a familial bond between his followers, emphasizing the importance of community and care for one another within the body of believers. We are called to emulate Jesus' care and compassion for others. And then we have the fourth word, which is perhaps the most heartbreaking. Jesus is crying out because he is experiencing separation from his Father for the first time. The most important relationship he has is broken. This cry is from the painful heart of the human Jesus who feels deserted by his Father, not to mention his earthly companions, the disciples who appear to have scattered. And this is the only time we have a record of Jesus not addressing God as his Father. He feels abandoned, all alone, and he must face death by himself. This is the only words of Jesus from the cross in the Gospels of Matthew and Mark. Both Gospels relate that it was in the ninth hour, after nearly 3 hours on the cross, that Jesus cried out this fourth word, Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani, that is, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And those around him would have recognized them as a quote from Psalm 22, which begins with these same words. God had to be separate from Jesus because he could not be associated with sin, especially when it was being cast upon his very own son. Jesus cries out in grief during this excruciating time, as the burden of all the sins of humankind for a moment overwhelmed the humanity of Jesus. Jesus, we hear your cry of abandonment from the cross. As we meditate on the feelings of abandonment which Jesus suffered, we consider our own relationships with our families, our friends, within the church family and community, and most especially with our God. How do we respond to those who feel abandoned by society, family, friends, or by God?